people think abundance is just an abundance of money, but abundance means more than enough. Most people think in scarcity, which is the opposite of abundance. The third pillar of abundance is emotions. And so every emotion is either traced to scarcity, fear, doubt, worry, jealousy, bitterness, resentment, anger, or abundance. So I like to teach there are four A's to change your old patterns. The first A when you have a negative thought is awareness.
Olá a todos, meu nome é Mafalda e este é o podcast Supera-se. Aqui vou falar de saúde, seja comida, exercício físico, sono ou tudo o que te possa ajudar a ser a tua versão super. O objetivo da Supera-se é conseguir criar uma comunidade de outliers, pessoas fora do normal, pessoas que querem estar constantemente a melhorar e que não se contentem com estar bem, mas querem estar ótimas, pessoas que não têm medo de lutar pelos objetivos e pessoas que querem ser super. Hello, welcome to Supera-se Podcast. I'm a health and performance coach, and today we have the pleasure of having with us Rebecca Whitman. Rebecca is an abundance mentor. She's the author of international best-selling books like Phenomenal Feminine Entrepreneurs, Business, Life and Universe, and How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. She was also ranked the top 7 entrepreneurs to watch in 2023 by LA Weekly. And she's also a host. She also has a podcast called Balanced, Beautiful and Abundant. And she uses a holistic approach on abundance and in life, including the 7 pillars that we will also talk a little bit today on our podcast together. And she helps people achieving their balance within in these 7 pillars, these 7 areas, so they can experience more fun and more freedom in life. So thank you, Rebecca, for being here with me today. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Mafalda. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. I think it will be a nice start to start explaining a little bit on how did you start on this abundance coach journey and what were your, let's say, your initial aspirations?
That's a great question. I didn't think I would be, you know, top 7 entrepreneurs to watch or life coach of the year, most inspiring female entrepreneur by Miami Magazine. That was not even like in my realm of possibility. I actually moved to LA 22 years ago to be an actress, and I had small parts on big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. I did not catch my big break, and I found myself working at children's acting schools to support myself. And while the kids were at school, I was taking lectures with great spiritual teachers like Michael Beckwith, Abraham Hicks, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, and studying the law of attraction. I started applying it to my job at the kids' acting school, and before I knew it, I was making 6 figures working part-time. Then I tried to apply it to my love life with no results. I kept picking the same type of guy over and over again and getting my heart broken, emotionally unavailable, narcissistic guys. And I decided to marry one, hoping he would change. And we all know how that goes. So 3 years later, I filed for divorce. And as my marriage was slowly and painfully unraveling, my dad was slowly and painfully dying in a nursing home back in Ohio. And I would fly back and forth to visit with my dad. And he would always say, Rebecca, why don't you do something like write a book? And I would be like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to write about. So a few months later, my dad had passed. My marriage was dissolved. And I was sitting in my financial planner's office. And he said, Rebecca, you had your hardest year ever. You lost your marriage. You lost your parent, but you have become a self-made millionaire. And I think you should teach women what you did. So I wrote this book. And in the book, I divide life into 7 key areas. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, but it's not a business plan. It's how I was living my life and am living my life in these 7 key areas, which I now call my 7 pillars of abundance. And when you have all 7 areas of life in alignment, you can be, do, or have anything you want. So now I'm married to my soulmate, and now I have a hit podcast called The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and I coach women on how to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant through having their life in alignment in these seven key areas.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you, Rebecca, for the presentation. I think you talk of some points that I want to talk afterwards, like the law of attraction. But I think before that, and before explaining what is the seven pillars, I think it's important to understand in your perspective what is abundance, because I think a lot of people, when they think about abundance, they think only about the financial part, the money part. And according your seven pillars of abundance, that I totally agree, you have a much more holistic approach. Can you explain a little bit in your perspective what is abundance and why is not only related to the financial part?
Sure. People think abundance is just an abundance of money, but abundance means more than enough. So you can have more than enough spirituality. You can have more than enough health. You can have more than enough friends. You can have more than enough peace. You can have more than enough positive mindset. So when you expand abundance to not mean just money, you can see that your whole life can be abundance. And abundance is also a way of thinking. Most people think in scarcity, which is the opposite of abundance. There's not enough. There's not enough of whatever I think I want. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. There's not enough energy. There's not enough single people. Whatever it is that they think they want, they have a choice to think either an abundance mindset of there's more than enough and trusting the universe, or there's not enough, which is what we work on in my coaching programs, is switching from scarcity to abundance.
Yeah. And I think this is also one really important point, that sometimes we try to find this abundance outside, but majority of the times we need to create this inner abundance in all these seven pillars that we will go into talk. Can you present a little bit these seven pillars of that you work with people?
Sure. So there are seven key areas of life, and they are in order of importance in my experience. The first one is spirituality. It's so important to have a relationship with a power greater than yourself. Doesn't matter what you name it, but it has to be something that is bigger than you, because when you're on the path of life, there are ups and downs, and we get to trust that there's something out there that is looking out for us and taking care of us. It doesn't matter what you call it. You can call it God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, love, nature, the universe, but just having a connection. So I believe in having a morning practice and writing in a journal that I have been using for years is a wonderful way to connect. I met this woman named Janet at a 12-step meeting, and she said, Rebecca, I'm going to show you how to write a letter to God. And she showed me this format. She gave me these journal prompts. I have also added a few of my own. And through the last, you know, three decades, I've been writing every morning in this journal, which I now call my abundance journal. And it has completely changed my perspective from negative to positive. I get to celebrate my wins, learn from other people's wins, and also have gratitude. So this is a gift that we're going to talk about later in the show. So make sure you stay tuned on how you can get this abundance journal, because I'm going to give this to your listeners. The second pillar of abundance is fitness, which is a big focus of this podcast. Health is wealth. And if you have your health, you have everything. If you don't have your health, then your whole life is about getting healthy. So healthy living is so important. We all get to make choices every single day, and it's important to make choices that empower us in our health and well-being. The third pillar of abundance is emotions. And so every emotion is either traced to scarcity, fear, doubt, worry, jealousy, bitterness, resentment, anger, or abundance. Love, bliss, contentment, appreciation, happiness, ecstasy. So how can we switch from fear-based scarcity thinking to love-based abundance thinking? The fastest way we can do that is through gratitude. The next pillar of abundance is romantic. And romantic is very powerful because it affects everything, especially financial. They're both from the sacral energy. So having a romantic partner that lifts you up, that believes in your goals and dreams, that is positive, is crucial. If you have a toxic relationship that is draining your energy, it's going to be harder to work out. It's going to be harder to make money. It's going to be harder to keep your friendships going. So I encourage people to leave relationships that do not serve their highest good. The next pillar of abundance is mental.
Sorry to interrupt.
Interrupt me anytime.
For the romantic pillar, you include here just the romantic relationships, also like family.
I would just say romantic relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, we have another pillar for our family. So the next mindset is, the next pillar is mental, which is learning, like listening to the Super US podcast. So congratulations, guys, you are working on your mental pillar. There's so many great podcasts, audibles, there's classes, you could learn a new skill, like a sport or a new language. I so appreciate that Mafalda speaks perfect English and that she's in Portugal and we're having this beautiful conversation in English. You could learn how to cook, whatever it is where you're growing your mind.
Yeah.
The next pillar is social. So social does include family. It is all relationships that are not romantic. It includes coaches and business mentors like myself. It includes groups, going to classes. I'm so grateful that we're allowed to go to live events again. So it's including networking events and yoga classes and churches and temples and any kind of meetings you want to go to would be social. And then finally, the seventh pillar is financial. And like we said in the beginning, everybody thinks it's all about money. I'll just focus all my effort and energy into making a lot of money. I'll get wealthy enough to afford a personal trainer or a health coach like Mafalda. You know, she'll teach me how to get in great shape so I look really hot and attract my soulmate. And then we'll go on spiritual retreats and we'll socialize with other couples. But it's not that way. In my personal experience, when I was spiritually and physically fit and happy and in love and having good friends and working on my mindset, that is when I easily manifested more money.
And why do you believe that in this specific sequence of these pillars, starting with the spiritual, for example, why do you believe this is the, let's say, the sequence that it works?
Because if you look at the first pillars for myself and my clients, unless you are connected to a power greater than yourself, life is going to be very hard. Actually, I used to be an atheist when I was a teenager. And when I had painful situations, I would take them so hard and just cry and get upset and get depressed and overeat. And having faith and trust that there is a power greater than myself, that things are working out for me. Things are actually working out even better than I can imagine. All things are working together for my highest good. Having that faith and that trust makes life so much easier that my health is better, my emotions were better, all other areas are affected by your trust or faith in a higher power. So that is number one. Number two is your health, because health is everything. You know, if you have all the money in the world, if you make $1 million a minute, but you're not even able to leave the house because you're so unhealthy, what good is it? So it's all about having the energy and the health and the vitality to enjoy your life. The next pillar is emotion. You could have all the money in the world and even have that hot body, but if you're always depressed and negative and crying and upset, then what good is it? So that's why emotions are next. And the next is romance. You know, you could have happiness and wealth and fitness, but if you're lonely and you go home on home every night alone and you're sad because you don't have a partner, then it's romance. So literally they're in the exact order of importance.
And how do you perceive this balance among all these pillars of abundance? Do you think it's feasible to have a perfect balance between all the areas, or you will always have some imbalance, or there could be a perfect balance between all these pillars?
I don't think you ever have the perfect balance. I think there's usually one or two areas where you're absolutely crushing, and really I like to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. You're at a level 10. So a lot of people listen to this podcast, you know, that are into health and wellness. Maybe you're crushing it with your workouts every week and you're fit, but maybe, you know, you can't pay your bills, you know, or maybe you're madly in love with your soulmate, but you are, you know, not making any time to see your friends, and your whole life is about your romantic pillar. So usually there's one or two areas where you're crushing, and then there's a couple areas where you need some coaching and support. And that's when you hire a coach like Mafalda or myself that can help you, you know, get the other pillar back up to where it should be. I know that you're a health coach. I coach women on two specific areas. One is to create a six-figure side hustle. I help women take their passion to profit so they can have more financial abundance. And then I also help women manifest their soulmate in 7 simple steps. So between the two of us, you got, you know, 3 of the pillars covered. So you would want to listen to a podcast or get some coaching, hire a mentor, join a group to get some support around the pillars that you feel need some more effort and energy. And I kind of think, I don't really think you can be perfectly balanced all the time. I think of life as more like a symphony, and you want to have harmony and have all 7 areas working together. But just having the awareness of the 7 pillars of abundance and knowing that every week I want to touch one of these pillars. For example, I'm married to my soulmate, but we only have 1 date night a week. It doesn't mean we don't have a beautiful relationship, but we focus on a romantic evening 1 night a week. Or the social, I'm really building my business right now, but I make a point to have 1 social visit a week with a friend where we don't talk business. So just knowing that there are 7 areas of life is a great frame to plan your week and to have that balanced, beautiful, and abundant lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's important to mention this, because sometimes people think that it's only okay when we have the 10, like you said, in all the areas. Yeah. But in fact, we will always have some imbalance. And in some parts of our life, we will have a higher score in physical. Some parts of our life will have a higher score in romantic. The important is to understand, is to be aware of where we are, so we can tackle what we need to tackle. Because of also, we to challenge ourselves, we will always have to have a cycle of regulation and deregulation, so we can evolve. So it will not always have a 10 in all the areas. It's just to be aware, like you said, to be aware of the pillars, to be aware of where we are in these 7 pillars, so we can understand what can we do to improve where we need to improve.
Yes, and I really believe there's always room for improvement, even in the areas where you are crushing and you have a level 10. You can always get in better shape. You can always have a deeper relationship with your higher power. You can always have more intimacy in your romance.
Yeah.
Deeper friendship. So there's always, what I love about these 7 pillars is there's always room to grow and to evolve.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think here it's important to understand, because of course that we will always have space to improve, but it's also important to have this inner abundance and not to enter in the loop of scarcity and always think, okay, we never have enough. So it's a balance also between wanting to improve, but also not entering this scarcity loop of, okay, I'm not fit enough. I'm not, my relationship is not enough. I don't have enough dates or whatever. Yes. So it's always also a balance here. I think it's also
that
important.
Is one of the great things about the tool I want to give your listeners, the Abundance Journal. Every day you get to see where you progressed, and every day you get to see, you know, where you're doing well. And it's really important to not use this framework to beat yourself up, but to celebrate your success and to get excited, you know, that there is room to grow. And yeah. It's learning is so much fun for me, and improving. So it's not about beating yourself up, but celebrating where you are and enjoying getting better.
Yeah. It's wanting to improve, but at the same time, let's say, being grateful for what we already accomplished, let's say.
Yeah. And think about this. I mean, if you just get 1% better each day in any of the pillars, by the end of the year, you're 365% better. So it's just about making little small adjustments every day just to be a little better, not getting overwhelmed with, oh my God, I have to rearrange my whole life to make room for these 7 pillars.
Yeah. And how do you think people can start creating this inner abundance and manifesting the outer abundance and these external results?
I think that when you cultivate inner abundance through having your morning practice, that it spills into your day because you are at peace, you are in abundance mentality, and you create from within. You know, people think you create from outside and it's like acquisition. They think it's have, do, be. Like, I'll have a lot of financial success, I'll be happy. And then I'll do the things that, you know, wealthy people do. But for me, it's be, do, have. So first I'll be happy from within. Then I will do things that will keep me moving on my path towards success. And then I will have what I want. So it all starts from within. It all starts from your beingness. But you can't just, I mean, I don't wake up like totally happy. I wake up like a lot of people, like, oh, I'm so tired. I wish I could sleep an extra hour. So then I got to get moving and get my morning practice going and writing in my journal. And then my mind is reset.
Yeah. This, the sequence that you just mentioned, that some people go like the having thing. Some people think that for happiness they need to have, then they start doing, then they start being. But in fact, the opposite is true. The opposite sequence, like you were saying, the being, doing, and having. And this is really important because this is also related to what we're talking, that the creating this inner abundance. Because a lot of times we think, okay, when I make this, when I earn this money, I will be enough. When I reach this specific position on my work, I will be enough. When I make this training, I will be a good coach or whatever. So sometimes we are always trying to find something outside of doing something. So we create this inner abundance, but this inner abundance needs to be created inside. Like you were saying with this, for example, with this practice, this morning practice, so we can create this gratitude mindset, this inner abundance, so we can manifest and improve in these 7 pillars. One thing that you mentioned was also the this manifestation and this law of attraction. Can you explain a little bit what is this and how can we start being, let's say, magnetic and manifesting what we want?
Yeah, well, I actually call myself the magnetic abundance mentor because I love teaching this law. So basically our thoughts carry a vibration. They've actually measured this on a real scale. So if you look at negative thoughts, depression, anger, fear, doubt, worry, that is low vibrating on a scale. The higher you go with happiness, so satisfaction, contentment, happiness, bliss, ecstasy, the higher your vibration is, which is a measurable frequency, you are going to magnetize wherever you are. And how you control your vibration is through your thoughts, your words, your emotions. It seems impossible because I did not have control over my own inner dialogue for many years, but it's a discipline. So I know that this is a show about health, and I'm sure a lot of people on the show talk about the discipline of what you put into your body, macros, counting your macros, having enough protein, whatever it is. People are so careful about what they put into their mouth. But I am encouraging you guys to be just as careful, if not more, with what you say, what comes out of your mouth, because this is what is going to affect your vibration, and your vibration is going to magnetize what you talk about. So if you say all the time, you know, there are no good people out there, I hate internet dating, all the good people are taken, I'm always going to be alone, I'm unlucky in love. Even if you go on 100 internet dates a year, you're probably not going to meet your soulmate, or you're going to meet someone who is also very negative. But if you change that to a positive belief, like there's plenty of people out there that I can match with, there's plenty of love, I am so excited to meet my soulmate, I can't wait to see who he is or she is, and you change your words, then you are going to have a much faster path toward getting what you want. And that is true in all seven areas.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, of course, that we have millions of stimuli that our brain need to manage. And our brain cannot manage anything. So if our thought of our brain needs to filter a little bit what he can process. And this filtering is according our thoughts, and we will focus on what is already in our thoughts. And if our thoughts is that, like you, the example that you said, that there is no good people outside. So when we are going on a date, we are only focusing on the small bad things that the person in front of us is doing. We are not focusing anything else. So, and then the results and what to remember about the date and about the person will be just the bad things. So our thoughts will affect for sure. And as you were saying, will affect in all the areas. In health, if we think, for example, that we are lazy, our actions will match this laziness. So we'll not want to go to the gym because a lazy person will stay on the couch or whatever. So our thoughts feed our actions. So it's important to, and this journaling, these morning practices help us being more aware of what are we feeding our brain. What are the thoughts that are entering our brain? Like you were saying, not only what are the food that are we are allowing to enter our body, but also what are our thoughts that we are allowing to enter our mind, let's say.
Yes, that's true. Yes, it's a discipline. And it don't beat yourself up for thinking a negative thought. So I like to teach there are four A's to change your old patterns. The first A when you have a negative thought is awareness. So let's say it's about, you know, what you said, I'm too lazy, I hate working out. So you schedule a workout, your mind says, I'm not going to work out, I'm too tired, I'm too lazy, I'm just not going to go to the gym. Okay, so that's aware. The second one is acceptance. So you don't want to beat yourself up and say, oh, you always do this. Every January you sign up for the gym and you never go. And, you know, you're just a terrible person. You're so lazy. You're so terrible. You're always going to be fat or whatever it is. So don't beat yourself up. Just accept it. Okay, I have an old conversation about me being lazy. The third A is action, to do something different. Even if you don't want to go to the gym, just go. Even if you're like, I'm just going to put on my workout clothes and just be on the bike for 5 minutes. Even 5 minutes is going to start changing your neural pathways. Yeah. So, and the fourth A is affirmation, and say, you know what? I love going to the gym. I have more than enough energy to move my body every day. Working out is so fun for me. So those are the four A's to change an old pattern.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's like the last one that you were saying is basically to change the thoughts, like we were saying, is to change the thoughts that also afterwards will feed the cycle of the four A's.
Yes, it's true. It'll change it. So neural pathways are like a highway in your brain, and you're actually rewiring your brain through these four A's.
Yeah. Do you believe that, for example, if a person improves in a specific area of specific pillars, how is this related and how this can help the person grow in all the other pillars?
They are all connected because life is connected. So let's say the emotional pillar, if you are in constant emotional turmoil, you're always upset, you're always sad, you're always crying, you're always depressed, that is going to lead to maybe overeating because that is a trigger, emotionally triggered eating. That could lead to having very painful relationships. It could lead to, you know, calling in sick for work because you're so emotional that you can't show up. I mean, it's all connected, and it's connected in a positive way too. Like, let's say that you are emotionally happy. You've never been happier. You've never felt more energy. You've never felt better in your body. Then that is going to make you show up better and brighter at the job. People are going to be attracted to you. They're going to want to do business with you, and you're going to make more money. Mm-hmm. You're going to attract more love. You're going to attract more friends, and they're all completely interwoven.
So it's all of that. There could be a cycle in a positive way or a cycle in a negative way. And the first step is always the one that you said, to be aware of where in this cycle are we, so we can break the cycle if this is what we do, if we are in a negative cycle, or to continue the good cycle if we are in a good cycle. So it's always to understand where we are. So this is the awareness part. And queria fazer uma pausa neste vídeo para te falar do meu programa Super, o meu programa de Health and Performance Coach. São 6 sessões individuais ao longo de 10 semanas. Vamos definir quem tu queres ser, quais os teus objetivos e o que é que tens que fazer para lá chegar. Vamos perceber como é que podes melhorar o teu bem-estar físico, mental, emocional e espiritual para alcançares a tua melhor versão. Se tiveres alguma dúvida, podes consultar superus.pt/produtos. Podes ainda enviar e-mail para mafala.superus@gmail.com ou então enviar uma mensagem para as redes sociais. Is there a specific area that you see in your clients that most often people neglect or underestimate the importance of it?
I would say it's the first one. I think that women in Western culture, which is Europe and America, they are very much in a conversation of low self-worth, perfectionism, beating themselves up, you know, and in order to reprogram themselves to think that they are more than enough, they're perfect just the way they are. They're lovable just because they exist. They don't have to do anything else to win love. That is spiritual. That is having that connection to the divine, feeling like there's someone or something out there looking out for them, having faith that they are enough, they're exactly where they're supposed to be. And a lot of this can be cultivated with the Abundance Journal and a morning practice of prayer, meditation, just taking quiet time to have a gratitude practice, appreciate how far you've come and where you are. But yes, most of the women that I work with, whether they are looking to up-level their health or their romance or their money. It is a conversation of self-worth.
Yeah, I agree. I think we move. I don't know if it's the same in US, but I think at least in Portugal, I think we move from a side of the spectrum where everyone had a religion, everyone look up for a God, and now we are in the opposite side of the spectrum and nobody believes in anything. And
yeah,
maybe we don't need to be don't need to believe in a specific God, a specific religion, but it's like you said, it's believing in something. It's like, because in my perspective, this gives us the strength when we think that we don't have the strength. Basically, mm-hmm. it's this extra power when we think that we don't have anything. If we think, okay, there is something higher than us, this will help us finding the strength when we think we don't have it.
Yes, and there is a difference between spirituality. So I like to say this joke, religious people believe in heaven and hell, and spiritual people have been to hell and come back. So spirituality is a connection to the divine. It is in your heart. You don't have to go to church or temple or, you know, read anything specific to access this connection. It is just having faith and trust and knowing that you are being looked after and that someone out there loves you more than anything, even your own mom. And just know it's a knowing and trusting that you're going to be okay. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing that we also mentioned a little bit before is that it's important to break this because sometimes we are in this negative cycle. And it's important to understand that, to be aware of breaking this negative cycle, and that also sometimes is not exactly a cycle. And this was a phrase that I read recently in a book. It's not, sometimes we are not in a cycle, we are in a spiral of regulation. So this means that sometimes it seems that we are not going anywhere, but we are growing slowly. So it's important also to understand that sometimes we are not in a cycle, sometimes we are in a spiral. So we are growing, but this grow will implies these up and downs.
Yes, that is so true. That is how growth works, right? People think it's a straight line, but it's usually 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, 5 steps forward, 1 step back. And it's a lot slower sometimes than we want it to be. And then again, that goes back to the first pillar of just trusting divine timing. And you are exactly where you're supposed to be on your journey, whether it be to love or fitness or whatever. If you just keep having the intention to move forward one step at a time, you will eventually get there exactly when you're supposed to.
Yeah. And besides the specific practice that we talk of, the morning journal, what are the other practical steps to cultivate this abundance mindset amidst the challenges and adversities that the people can have?
I think the fastest way to go from scarcity to abundance is through gratitude. Gratitude is the secret sauce of a happy life. I say that in my book, you know, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And happiness is not getting what you want. It's wanting what you have and being grateful for it. So it's so important to focus on what you have and how lucky you are, just for the basics, like 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Yeah.
I remember I shared about that in a speech and I said to be grateful for the basics, just having 10 fingers and 10 toes, 4 limbs, all 5 senses. And somebody actually came up to me after my speech and he showed me his hand and he said, I'm actually not having 10 fingers and 10 toes, because one of my fingers burned off when I lit off a firework when I was a kid. And he said, people don't realize what just having 10 fingers and 10 toes is something to be grateful for. They just take it for granted. And it was really powerful that he actually showed me, hey, I don't even have that, you know? So it's a big deal having all five senses, having all internal organs, having Wi-Fi to listen to this wonderful conversation, having a cell phone, all the stuff, having a home, having blankets and furniture and appliances. There's just so much to be grateful for when you get in the habit of cultivating gratitude.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think a lot of the times that I mentioned this practice to some clients think, oh, but it's strange to think of having 10 fingers. It's not worth to be grateful for having 10 fingers. But it's like you were saying, we only appreciate when we don't have. So we'll only appreciate when we don't have the 10 fingers. We'll only appreciate when we don't have a house, or where we only appreciate the Wi-Fi when the Wi-Fi fails someday.
Yeah.
So it's really important. And I was remembered yesterday, I was going for a run, and it is a run. So I, of course, that I'm a little bit tired when I run, but I was thinking in my head, I'm so happy because I'm here. It's cold in Portugal, but it was sunny, so it was like the winter sun. And then I had a river on my side, so a beautiful view. And then I was running, so I have my two legs, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy for being here. And these small things, when you start feeding your thoughts and feeding your brain with this small things that you have that we should be grateful, this will help us looking on a brighter to the brighter side of life, and also believing in in this thing that is higher than us, and the universe is on our side, because we have all of these things that we should be grateful for. So this is, I think it's one practice that is underrated, and because the benefits that we can have in these small things of just one thing per day that we are grateful, and this could be, like you said, simple things like 10 fingers or having a bed or whatever, because maybe someday we'll not have, maybe someday... maybe some people don't have, and we have the pleasure of having. So it's really important to be grateful, even for, it seems strange for majority of the people, but I think it could have a great impact on everyone.
Yeah, I mean, in the US, we have a huge homeless post-pandemic, a huge homeless epidemic.
Yeah.
So just having food and shelter is a really big deal. Is it like that in Portugal? Do you have a lot of homeless people or not really?
We have. Yeah, we have, because houses in Portugal are, the prices are stupid for our salary. So yes, we have. But also with all the war in Ukraine, the war between Palestine, and we have so much tragedy, and this, okay, we could be and we should be sad from what people are passing, but at the same time we should be grateful for what we have, because there is a lot of people that don't have this opportunity, that they are unlucky enough to be born in Palestine or to be born in wherever war zone. So
yes,
we are so much, we should be so much grateful, even if it doesn't seem, even if it seems that, okay, our neighbor have some car that I don't have or whatever. Okay, it depends on what you compare. So this is why it's really important to create this inner abundance. And like you were saying, not our happiness is not coming from the having. Our happiness is coming from the being. then the doing, then the having, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Do you have any suggestion in terms of, we already talk a little bit about the tools like the gratitude and the morning journal, that of course the gratitude could be included in the morning journal. Do you have any other books or resources that you recommend for people seeking this abundance across these several pillars?
I really like the book, The Four Agreements. Do you know that book? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't read, but yeah, I know.
It's incredible. So the four agreements are: don't assume anything, always do your best, be impeccable with your word, and don't take anything personally. And having those four agreements in my life has changed everything. I still am very sensitive, so I take things personally. So that is like a daily way for me to learn and get better, not to take things personally, because it's true. It's never, we think it's about us, but it's always about the other person and their views and their paradigm.
Yeah.
But yes, I love The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I also love working out. I mean, when I go into the workout, you know, tired or negative or upset or confused, I always come out a totally different mindset with clarity, with happiness. They say, you know, move a muscle, change a thought, and have smart feet. So I love that the podcast here at Super US, Super Us is about health, because working out is something that got me through a lot of painful circumstances, like watching my dad slowly die over 2 years and having my, you know, ex-husband sue me for spousal support and all the stuff that I went through. The workouts carried me through it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I can resonate with you in terms of the total change that I can see in myself before and after a workout. It's yesterday, for example, on the workout that I was saying that I was thinking on how grateful I was. Before I go out, I didn't want to go. I was like with I was tired. I was with some sore muscles, and I really didn't want to go for a run. But I think I never finish a workout where I thought to myself, okay, I shouldn't have done this. I'm worse than I started. Never. I don't remember. Of course, that sometimes I don't, even if I really like working out, sometimes I will not want to go out. But I don't remember one single day that I finished and I said, I shouldn't have come. Because it completely shifts your thought and your state for the better. So we it, and this of course can be explained by science because of all the hormones that we produce during workout. But it's I challenge the listeners to tell me if in finishing workout they felt bad after finishing, because for me it never happens.
And you have a cold, so you did a run with a cold.
I'm a little bit better, but yes, it was. So I don't recommend doing a run if you are with a cold, but I stopped for a few days and then I returned, and it's okay. Yeah, now it's okay.
They say that doing a light workout if you have a cold can actually boost your immune system too. Not something too rigorous, but just an easy workout.
Yeah.
Just it activates your immune system a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like you said, it depends of the vigor, if how much the workout is vigorous or not. And sometimes, at least for me, the mental benefits of the workout are so big that even if it's not the best in terms of physical, the mental benefits will compensate the physical benefits, let's say. In this specific case that I'm not 100%, let's say. Do you want to share any project that you have, and how can people find you either on your Instagram or on your website?
Sure. I am currently looking for 3 women who want to change their life in 7 weeks. It's a training program called Elegant Warrior. And in this training program, I teach women how to have a level 10 in each of the 7 areas. Each week, we go through a different area of abundance, and I teach tips, tools, and strategies to get them to the next level. And it is a very practical training. There are spiritual principles, but there are also physical assignments where they can have a big shift in their life and see it right away. So I am looking for 3 more women to complete the circle of this training. So I'm not quite sure when the podcast comes out, but I do it a few times during the year. So if you're interested in applying for Elegant Warrior Training, there will be a link in my link tree. And I also, of course, want to give away the gift, the Abundance Journal, which will also be in my link tree. And I have my podcast, A Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show that you can check out. That is also in my link tree as well. And if you want to DM me and ask me a question about this interview or anything else that you have found in my book or my podcast, you can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Clubhouse under @RebeccaEWhitman. And my website is Rebecca Elizabeth Whitman with a Z.
Yeah, so I will share all the website and your Instagram and also your YouTube channel and also the link for the giveaway. So thank you so much for the giveaway and for the listeners to reach this far to receive the giveaway. It was a pleasure having you here with me. I really enjoy our conversation. I think it was really nice, and I'm sure that our listeners will also enjoy. And will motivate them to start working on this inner abundance and on these 7 pillars. So thank you again for being with me, Rebecca.
Obrigado.